This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Silicon Valley is in an unusual place. It's creative, it's high pressure, it's dysfunctional in some ways, economically vital in many others. Ken Goldstein spent 20 years working in and around Silicon Valley and the companies that have been born there. He has now written a book about the place. It's fiction. It's called This Is Rage, a novel of Silicon Valley and other madness. Ken, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is not a flattering portrayal of the technological center of the American economy, man.
Well, I think it's balanced. It has different points of view.
I won't give anything away by saying what I'm about to say. But this is a book about a radio shock jock, if you will, about a kidnapping gone bad, about bumbling and comedy and some very serious stuff. Is that the other madness that you refer to in the title?
I mean, yeah. I think what I want people to see is the other side, to get inside a boardroom, to get inside a venture partner meeting, to see what the discussion is, and to see how people react in crisis when they're under extreme pressure. What kinds of decisions do they make? Why do they make them? What are their personal agendas? What are their financial agendas? And then just the basics of personalities colliding.
You know, it's funny. So I was in Silicon Valley in the late 90s, the first time that we went through all this stuff. And the thing I think a lot of people don't understand, at least back then and to a certain degree still today, it's Silicon Valley is a bunch of strip malls along the 101 and El Camino Real and you know, little companies tucked in there doing these amazing things.
Yeah. It's, you know, in a lot of ways, and I talk about this a little bit in the book, it's a little like Hollywood. There's no place.
Right.
It's really,
right,
a frame of mind.
Right.
I mean, Silicon Valley now can be New York, it can be L.A., it can be India. It's really more of a way of approaching business and innovation than it is necessarily a geographic location.
You know, that's an interesting thing that you mentioned. There is a tendency, and yes, it happens in other jobs as well. You know, here when the news is big, we all work without doing other things and on Wall Street, obviously. But it seems there is this thing in Silicon Valley that they wear as a badge of honor. We sleep under our desks. We're you know, we're wearing rumpled clothes and eating three-day-old fast food and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, it's internet time is extreme. It just doesn't stop. And your competitor is coming after you with a better solution. And you have to be responsive. And if that means that it's going to be, you know, another all-nighter, it's another all-nighter.
It's a wonder people don't run fleeing from the greater San Francisco Bay Area.
You know, it's invigorating. There's nothing quite like putting a new release in the market and seeing people adopt it and knowing that you can make changes to it and just being responsive to customers. It's very, very exciting.
Okay, but give me the other side of that then. What's it like to have that flop, the release that doesn't go well, the bug that crashes everybody's computer?
You know, there is no success without failure in anything that's creative and anything that's innovative, and we need to embrace those failures. If it's learning, it's not failure. It's the next step towards success, and the smart CEOs know that. The smart investors know that, and you let that learning sit in.
But the stakes of failure with, you know, some of these companies and...
Yeah, no, the fallout can be extreme. Mm-hmm. And then the question is really what happens to those workers? What happens to those people who gave everything to you? You know, do they get another chance?
Which is what this book is about. It's called This Is Rage, a novel of Silicon Valley and other madness. Ken Goldstein wrote it. He's here with me in the studio. Ken, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Kai.